2. Strangers in Strange Lands. While Obama Sr. is at the center stage in Obama Jr.'s autobiography, Dreams from My Father, his mother, Stanley Ann Dunham, is also on stage, but in a supporting role. Obama spent the majority of his formative years in Hawaii, where he was raised by his grandparents. Stanley Armour Dunham, a World War II veteran from Kansas and struggling furniture salesman who ultimately tried selling life insurance, and Madeline Lee Payne Dunham, also a Kansas native, who ended up with a management position in a prominent Hawaiian bank. Yet Obama spent 3 years growing up in Indonesia. After his mother moved the family there so they could be with her second husband, an Indonesian-born Muslim whom she met studying at the University of Hawaii, just as she had her first husband, Obama's father. The Obama family story is far different from those of past presidential candidates. Even his mother's story is curious. What father would name his daughter Stanley after himself just because he wanted a son? In 2007, the Chicago Tribune conducted more than 40 interviews with former classmates, teachers, friends, and neighbors in Obama's childhood homes of Hawaii and Indonesia, as well as a review of public records, only to conclude that several of his oft-recited stories may not have happened in the way he has recounted them. The Tribune's explanation was that some of the stories seem to make Obama look better in the retelling. Others appear to exaggerate his outward struggles over issues of race or simply skim over some of the more painful private moments of his life. Obama's mother, Stanley Ann Dunham, graduated with the class of 1960 from Mercer Island High School, located on an island in the middle of Lake Washington in Seattle. The Chicago Tribune characterized Mercer Island of the Eisenhower era as being a rural, idyllic place, not the pricey community of corporate luminaries it later became. Among those who live there today is Paul Allen of Microsoft fame. Many of Stanley Ann's classmates at Mercer Island found her to be strong-willed and unconventional. She touted herself as an atheist, and it was something she'd read about and could argue. The newspaper quoted Maxine Box, Stanley Ann's best friend in high school. She was always challenging and arguing and comparing. She was already thinking about things that the rest of us hadn't. The Tribune noted these classmate recollections belied Obama's campaign speech presentation of his mother, which the newspaper characterized as, "If you have any lingering questions or doubts about the Hawaiian-born presidential candidate with a funny name, just remember that Mom hails from America's good earth." Elaine Johnson, a classmate who used to wait for the school bus with Stanley Ann, confirmed that Stanley Ann did not like having a boy's name. Others said Stanley Ann felt no need to date and was not interested in having children. She was remembered as a girl whose mind was in full tilt. The Tribune further reported that Stanley Ann did not want to leave Mercer Island and move to Hawaii. Her father felt business opportunities might be better there. In the newly created state of Hawaii, he hoped to revive his career as a furniture salesman, which had faltered in Seattle. The Tribune quoted Neil Abercrombie, currently a Democratic congressman from the 1st District in Hawaii, as being part of the long coffeehouse sessions that Stanley Ann and Obama Sr. enjoyed while courting at the University of Hawaii. "I think she was attracted to his powerful personality," Abercrombie told the Tribune, "and he was attracted to her beauty and calmness." Abercrombie noted Obama Sr.'s deep voice, which made James Earl Jones sound like a tenor. And he describes Stanley Ann as the original feminist, quite passionate in her arguments. Years later, Abercrombie caught up with Obama Sr. during a trip to Africa. He was drinking too much. His frustration was apparent, he recalled. To Abercrombie's surprise, Obama Sr. never asked about his ex-wife or son. Before we sort out the truth of Obama's childhood years in Hawaii, we have to sort out the truth of his brief sojourn in Indonesia. What does his childhood experience in Indonesia tell us about Obama the man, Obama the politician, and Obama the possible president of the United States of America? One fact that remains undisputed is that Obama's mother chose another third-world prospect for her second husband, deciding to follow Obama's Kenyan-born, Muslim-raised father with an Indonesian-born Muslim, a second man of color, to be her mate, this one destined to be Obama's stepfather. The circumstances of exactly how